Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email on Sunday afternoon. And don't forget to check out our blog, which is right there on the homepage, available to you at your little heart's content. And we'll send it to you. If you'd like for us to send it to you Monday through Friday, we'll do that. And we update it, by the way, every weekday. And don't forget all the other things that are on our website. And we got more to come. We got some exciting new stuff on the drawing boards and in production that I'm excited about bringing you to continue our quest and our goal and our mission in life to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And one of the ways we do that right now is by introducing you to really smart people like Andrea Nirenberg. Andrea is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the queen of networking. She's the author of Nonstop Networking and Million Dollar Networking. And I don't know anybody on the planet who's better at it than Andrea. And as you remember, folks, in 1999, I started telling you, in the 21st century, three things you got to be able to do. You got to be able to leverage technology. You got to be able to build strategic alliances. And you got to be able to network. I've been telling you that for a long time. And Andrea is going to help us do that. Andrea, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And as you know, Andrea, networking is one of the three legs of this stool that I say that we've got to use. And we have to practice accounting. We have to get customers. We have to, you know, be profitable. We have to do marketing and all that stuff. But those three things I said, those underpin everything, don't they?
They do. And I think what happens is people think networking is something you have to go do at an event, when it's really the awareness that it's everyday life. It's more of a mindset and a strategy, because it's people skills.
Right.
And I like to look at it that way. And I think I was doing a seminar yesterday, and I remember seeing the light bulb go on in people's heads when I said, you know, it's really something you've been doing all your life. I love when people say, well, I'm not good at it. It's almost saying I'm not good at talking to my friends.
That's
it's,
right.
It's just having an awareness that whenever you're connecting people or staying in touch or just doing what I call the everyday, you know, mantra of just running your business or your life, you're networking. We just don't think of it that way, because too often it used to get a bad rap.
Well, you know what I think it is, Andrea, is when you and I are visiting with our friends, we have this sincere relationship with these people. We care about them. We want to know more about them. Because we do know a little bit about them, we ask them questions about themselves, and we want to help them. Maybe they call us for a favor. Maybe we think of something we can help them with, and we call them. And that is absolutely, as you say, that's the activity of networking. But then when we put ourselves in a networking environment, it's like we freeze up. It's sort of like me in golf, Andrea. When I'm on the driving range and I got nothing to do but just hit some balls, I'm a pretty good golfer.
Yeah.
I get out on the first tee and it all falls apart. And
yeah,
so I wonder if people do that with networking. They get into networking environments, maybe one-on-ones or maybe whether in a mixer or whatever,
right,
and they say, oh, my goodness, now I have to network, and they freeze up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that happens because they think they have to go do something. And I always say, take the pressure off yourself. If you go to one of these events and say, if I can learn something, meet a couple of people and learn about what they do and perhaps find a way to be a resource or be able to give something, then that's great. You know, and I always set a goal to meet one or two people wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
Just one or two. If I try to meet too many people, I'm never going to follow up, and I'm never
right.
going to really be able to do anything.
Quality, not quantity.
Yeah, all the time. It's quality, and it's just like, it amazes me. This is something a little off, but, you know, you and I can talk about anything. Yesterday I was in Baltimore, and I remember when I got to the train station and the cab was taking me to the hotel, I said, how far is it? And he said, not too far. I said, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Not too far. Could be 10 minutes, could be 30
That's right.
minutes.
That's
but
right.
I said, just tell me. And he said, oh, well, you'll be there in 5 minutes. I said, okay, that helps me. It gives me
That's
something
right.
to measure. Then I get into the hotel, and I said to the man, I said, I'm coming here for a conference. How many people are registered? He said, quite a few. What is quite a few?
That's
mean?
Right. What does that mean?
You know, I thought, we can do a whole session on that. And it's like when you ask somebody, what's the weather? It's nice.
Right.
But I want to pack. What do you mean by it's
See,
nice?
You're like me. I need specifics. I need the information.
Yes. And that, I think, is also when people think, okay, even with networking, it's like, you know, you're having a conversation with people. You're getting to let to know them.
You want to say, work with me here. Help me out here a little bit.
Exactly.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest. And here's the Spencer Davis Group to take us out.
Hey! Well, I'm talking about trying to have the feet of the floor. Crazy people knocking up the want to talk more. Let me in, baby, I don't know what you got.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Andrea Nuremberg, the author of Million Dollar Networking and Nonstop Networking. And Andrea, tell us where the books are available, please.
The books are available at Barnes & Noble or at Amazon.com.
And now you're getting ready.
On my website.
Give us that.
www.selfmarketing.com. As I said that, I thought to myself, why did I say the www? Everyone knows that.
Selfmarketing.com. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. And don't forget to anything that you find with Andrea Nuremberg's name on it, the books or any articles, or if you ever get a chance to hear her speak, take whatever steps you have to take to make that happen. Andrea, you're going to be making a trip to Russia soon.
Yes.
Now, what are you going to be doing over there?
Well, it was funny. I'm going to be on vacation, but it started out that way, and then turned out that I got an assignment to speak over there.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I can do two in one. So I'm going to be in Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Now, who are you going to speak to over there?
A bank.
And what do they want you to speak about?
About building relationships, i.e. networking.
And are you intimidated by talking about this to Russians?
No, I've been to 22 countries for business.
Okay, all right. Well, what about, is your message going to be different for these people?
Well, I've done some customization, and I've done some work, and I've already sent out a pre-work to some of the people that will be there to say, what are your challenges? And
right.
You know what the reality is? No matter where we are, the challenges are pretty much the same.
Isn't it something how
it
wherever
people,
you go in the market, wherever you go around the world,
yes.
When you go into the marketplace, people in Moscow are having the same challenges, not the same challenges, but similar challenges, fundamentally at least, as they're having in Moline.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. It's not that different. And I think sometimes that's where we get hung up. We think, oh, it's so I mean, you know, there are challenges and differences, but it's still, you know, a lot of the basic same things.
But Russia is a little different, Andrea,
yeah.
In that when you and I network in America or in some other countries, when we talk to people, we aren't worried about what they're up to.
No, you're
in
right.
Russia, there's a cultural level of distrust of never completely
exactly.
knowing what the other person's up to.
You're right. So,
how are you going to deal with that?
Well, I've got my comrades, friends or people, and I've been learning, and I won't be by myself. You know, I'll be with a friend, and I'll also be with some other people. But and I've actually gone to some websites and been doing, because I never go anywhere without really customizing and researching.
Right. Good
Which is
you.
Another thing I tell people when they go to a networking event or when they go to somebody's company or when they just do anything, always research as much as you possibly can so that you're at least prepared.
Well, exactly, and especially if you know someone might be there that you would like to meet.
Exactly.
Do as much as you can. Find out as much as you can about them.
And then I like to say go on the search engines and, you know, see what you can read about them or learn, anything. I'm careful not to say the word that we all use, you know, the G word.
Right.
Google.
Right,
because
right.
The only reason I say that is about a month ago I was a keynote speaker at Bloomberg. the Bloomberg TV and the other speaker, and I was doing my talking, and the other speaker was the head of Yahoo.
Oh, my goodness.
Here I'm doing research. I'm like, so make sure you go to up. Oh. And then I stopped in mid-sentence. I said, to go to your favorite search engine. Right? And I saved myself.
Right. But you almost let it out. Well, no, you're right. Google has become almost a verb. It's a verb, yeah.
That's what he said. And it was actually kind of funny because he said the same thing. He says, you know, you're right. We have become a verb. The other search engine has become a verb.
Right.
And just like, you know, with so many things. It's just so funny. Everyday awareness. That's what we're really talking about today. The same thing I call with networking, but it's everyday awareness about things, communication.
Well, isn't networking so much about, not about you?
Oh, it's all about the other person. It's about what can I learn and how can I be a resource and what can I give.
Right. Well, This awareness thing that you've been talking about, how do we get into that kind of a frame of mind? And let's say we're talking about people who have a little bit of a hard time doing that, because as Chris Lemon and I were talking about in the previous interview, there are a lot of people out there who wander around and it's all about them. They don't notice anybody else around them. It's all about, you know, everything's about them. When you talk to them, you know, that's all they talk about is themselves.
Exactly.
How do those people who are listening, who are like that and who might actually be prepared to recognize that about themselves, how do we get them to make it not just about them?
You know, it's so interesting because yesterday there was somebody that was kind of going against my talk and saying, you know what, you keep talking about the other person, when's it going to be my turn, what's in it for me? And I said, you know, that's exactly
I was a speaker yesterday at a magazine's
press association, yes. And somebody actually got up and said that.
Holy mackerel.
It was funny. No, but it was funny. And I said,
it is funny.
My philosophy, and again, take the best, leave the rest. And I always say that. I said, whatever works for you, do it. But I say, my theory is that the more you give, develop relationships, and I have this one mantra, give without remembering, receive without forgetting. I said, things have a way of coming back to you. And anybody who knows me knows I'm a fairly assertive salesperson.
Just fairly.
Right. So, I mean, but the idea is that's what gives networking or anything, selling, marketing, anything a bad rap, because people are so interested in WIIFM, what's in it for me.
That's right.
And so, you know what? It was so funny, though, when she said it, because I didn't really have to say anything.
A woman who said this?
Absolutely. It was kind of funny, and I just, you know.
I'm still laughing about it, and I've got something that I would like to say about that.
Yes.
I've got a response that we can use, folks, for people like that. And if it's you, if you're not laughing and you're saying, yeah, I agree with her, then listen up after these messages. I got something for you, and Andrea will have something too. Andrea Nierenberg, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Sugar and spine. I feel nice.
Listen to the wind blow down.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Andrea Nierenberg, the author of Million Dollar Networking and Nonstop Networking, both of which you need if you want to be as successful as possible. Andrea, before we go any further, this weekend is Father's Day.
I know.
And my father is not with us anymore. I know yours is not either. But
my father is with me. He's always with me.
I was about to say, and we talked about this with Chris Lemon in the previous visit, that you know, I got to be with him a lot in the last days of his life, the last months of his life. Mm-hmm. But then when he died, he's with me. I can't get him out of my head.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I was extremely
not that I want to. I'm just saying that it's amazing how much I think about him, and it's been almost 2 years.
Oh well, it's been for me. It was September 5th, 2001. So
yeah.
I know. And my dad was always my rock, just like my mom. And my dad always said to me, which I say in all my speeches and a lot of my workshops, every day, give everyone you meet a smile and a handshake. And actually, my tip of the month this month that's going out today is about Father's Day and about what my dad would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about kindness and respect, and no matter who you meet, everyone deserves respect, and he always taught that.
He made you a networker, didn't he?
Oh, he was the master. the master.
Yeah. I mean, he made,
remember,
he basically,
I'm introverted.
Yeah.
You know, people don't believe me, but I'm introverted. I'm a learned extrovert.
Boy, you've learned it well, too.
But I've learned. But the thing is, I'm actually not the most extroverted person out there. I'm not.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I probably am not as extroverted as a lot of people think I am, but I guess, can you be introverted and still be curious? See, you're a curious person.
Absolutely.
So I'm not sure about that.
In fact,
but
introverted people are very curious because we read, we listen, and that's the number one skill. That's when people say to me sometimes, Andrew, if you had one thing to tell people about how to be good at networking, I say listen and learn.
Well, one thing that's probably the bane of my existence, and maybe the blessing too, is that I'm a pathologically curious person. But anyway, I want to come back to. By the way, before we go any further, I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Absolutely.
My son is going to be a new father this weekend.
Congratulations!
And we're excited about that. That's going to be my third grandson, and
good.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I told him the other day, Andrea, I said, you don't realize what a ton of bricks is about to hit you with his son. When you feel that he's a big strong Marine, you know, he thinks he thinks he can conquer the world. I said, you're about to be brought low when they lay that little guy in your arms. Andrea, this person that you said talked to you about, they said, well, you know, when does it get to be about me in this networking?
Right.
And here's what I would say to them. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you like it when people make it all about you? Oh yeah, I love that. Well, don't you want to make other people feel that way? And if how do you feel about the person who lets you make it all about you? Don't you want them to have that feeling about you?
Exactly.
What do you think?
Oh yeah, she just looked at me like I had three heads. It was so funny. But
do you think she ever got it?
No, I know she didn't.
Wow.
No, I totally know she. That's the other thing. You know how you know that? You just know it.
Yeah.
In fact, I know she didn't. So, but that's unfortunate for her, isn't it?
Well, see, good for her competitors.
Yes, that's what I mean.
See?
Perfect for her competitors.
Good for her competitors. In fact, I would like for all my competitors to be like that.
In fact, people came up to me after the session, which was amazing, and said, "You really handled that woman very well because you just stayed on point and you didn't let her ruffle you because she was trying to like pick at me like, you know, this isn't really how it is. It's really about the other person."
There's always really somebody like that in every audience, isn't there?
There's always, yeah. You know, there's always one, but usually people will laugh and get, but she was very adamant. She walked out not too happy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, bless her. Hopefully she's in therapy right now. Andrea, we got a minute left. What are your last thoughts of wisdom for our audience on networking?
Be a listener, give. I mean, I go by that mantra, give without remembering, receive without forgetting. Make sure every time somebody does something, gives you a referral, sends you anything, just make sure you send them a thank you note, you call them, whatever it is, stay in touch. But also give to other people all the time, because the more things you give out, things have a way of coming back when you don't keep score.
Ecclesiastes, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Exactly.
To say that earlier part again, give without remembering.
Give without remembering, receive without forgetting.
Say it again.
Give without remembering, and receive without forgetting. So it's like,
yeah,
give things, but don't say, oh, I owe you one. You know,
oh, yeah.
That kind of, but
yeah,
just give. You won't give unless you actually trust, respect, and like that person.
Yeah.
And receive, though, without forgetting. You know how people say, oh, I meant to send you a note or thank you, but I didn't have time?
Don't mean
we
to.
We always have time.
Do it.
Just
exactly.
Do it.
Hey, Andrea, give us your website again, please.
Selfmarketing.com.
Selfmarketing.com. $1 Million Networking and Nonstop Networking. Two books by our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Andrea, you're the best. Thanks for being
here. You're the best. Talk to you soon.
See you next time. Good luck in Russia.
Thank you.
And you'll have to tell us about how it went when you get back. Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.